Indian authorities arrested 4 people today in connection with the rape of a nun in Orissa State, which has been the scene of attacks against Christians. Lydia O'Kane reports.
These arrests come well over a month after the nun in question filed a police complaint alleging she was raped when a large Hindu mob attacked a prayer hall in Orissa State's Kandhamal district where she worked. The police has come in for criticism for its mishandling of the case, which has led the state government to suspend a police inspector for not acting promptly on the complaint. Clashes between Hindus and Christians in Kandhamal district began on August the 24th, following the killing of a Hindu religious leader. The violence has since then escalated as Hindu mobs attacked churches, shops and homes, and over 20,000 people have been forced to live in camps. Thomas Tiruthalil is Bishop of Balasore. He says his diocese is trying to help those in neighbouring areas who have been severely affected by the violence, but their movements have been restricted.
So we are allowed to go only 2 camps to give medicine to the people, nothing more. So still our movement is restricted.
Early on Thursday, the violence spread to Kandhamal's neighbouring district of Boud, where a group of nearly 150 people torched over 100 homes. Bishop Tiruthalil says Christians need more protection and is appealing for aid for those who have been the victims of the violence.
We are making an appeal to the government to come to our help, sending the police and protecting us, so that the violence, we are asking them to stop the violence, and secondly to attend all the people who are suffering relief.
Marking the birthday of Indian pacifist leader Mahatma Gandhi, thousands of Christians walked to his memorial on Thursday to highlight attacks by radical Hindu groups. Gandhi envisaged Indians from all religions living together in peace. Bishop Tiruthalil says they are trying to organise a movement that will lead to just that. I'm Lydia O'Kane.